WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's a new collection of writings by Václav Havel dating from 1965 through 1990. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Open Letters.
Václav Havel isn't perfect. The playwright president of Czechoslovakia has his problems with feminism, though they make him feel guilty. And he misconstrues the meaning of the peace movement in the West, which had a livelier sense of the possibility of change in Eastern Europe than did many dissidents. But compared to anybody else in power in the world today, Havel is downright heroic, self-deprecating, ambivalent, whimsical, a gentle ironist, a sort of intellectual Ferdinand the Bull. As far back as 1965, he seceded from what he calls the post-totalitarian panorama of pseudo-history and automatism, the spiderweb of faceless flunkies and anonymous informers and secret police. He chose to behave as if he were free. He calls this living within the truth, and because of it, his plays were banned, he had to work in a brewery, and he went to prison for 4 years. Even so, he never gave a thought to leaving Czechoslovakia, though he won't hold it against anyone who did choose to immigrate. What kind of human rights activists would we be, he asks, if we were to deny people the right that every swallow has? These letters, to politicians, to unions, to organizations that gave him prizes, to colleagues in dissident movements like Solidarity, to readers of Western magazines like Encounter, are the public evidence of his living within the truth. They're less scattershot than last year's book-length interview, Disturbing the Peace, and a lot more stirring than his letters to Olga from prison. Even as he proposes a second culture, a parallel structure of samizdat publications, underground theaters, private universities, he creates this culture, an existential revolution of free thought and alternative values that undermines the police state world of appearances, of ritual, facades, and excuses. Whether it's a workers' strike, or a rock concert, or a student demonstration, or refusing to vote in the farcical elections, by behaving as if we are free, we rehabilitate, he says, values like trust, openness, responsibility, solidarity, love. We renew, he says, relations to a world where categories like justice, honor, treason, friendship, infidelity, courage, or empathy have a wholly tangible content. We reconstitute, he says, the natural world as the true terrain of politics, personal experience as the initial measure of things, human community as the focus of all action, the autonomous, integral, and dignified human eye. You'll find here Havel's 80-page essay on the power of the powerless. There's not much in it that's shockingly new to any reader of Hannah Arendt, but there wasn't much so shockingly new in Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail to readers of Thoreau on civil disobedience. What made King's letter so important to the civil rights movement, and Havel's essay so crucial to Charter 77 and to Solidarity, was the timing and the craft. Now imagine, if you can, Dr. King as President of the United States. Also included here is Havel's first speech as president in December 1989. Here's how he began. I assume you did not propose me for this office so that I, too, would lie to you. Is there anyone else remotely like him? I'm afraid not. We've been told often enough that this Beatles-loving playwright led the world's first rock and roll revolution. In power in Prague, for a glorious moment, is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Václav Havel's new collection, Open Letters.